This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments. Out of pain, made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Speaking of outrage, we were going to some House Democrats today after a meeting with James Comey, and they expressed all kinds of emotions, anger, concern, lost confidence. Yeah. Yes, outrage, and
I think Washington psychiatrists are going to be doing a brisk business in the years ahead.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Josh Earnest today saying that Democrats will need psychiatric help after this election. Yeah, because they're butthurt. But these people are seriously crazy. I'm not even kidding you. In fact, case in point. Pelosi today, blamed George W. for the $9 trillion in debt under Obama. I'm not even kidding you. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi today blamed President George W. and the Republicans for the more than $9 trillion that have been added to the national debt under President Obama's watch. Pelosi argued that under Obama, the annual budget deficit, which contributes to the national debt, had been reduced dramatically, and said that without Obama's work, the national debt would be even higher. She also blamed Bush for not paying for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I quote, here's what she said. When President Obama stood on the steps of the Capitol 8 years from next week, the budget deficit was $1.4 trillion. 1 year deficit, she said. It's reduced by 70% in his administration. Much of the increase in the national debt that has occurred from this time still springs from two unpaid wars. Costs that we owe our veterans following that, giveaways that gave to the pharmaceutical industry, and the high-end tax cuts that have carried forward without any job production. Absent the work of President Obama, this national debt would be even higher. Really? President Bush came to office, and she says that all the good work that President Clinton did, he undid it all. When under President Clinton, as well as under President Obama, we were operating under a pay-as-you-go basis, President Bush became president. He threw pay-as-you-go out the window and took us on a reverse path. She added that Bush's decision was very irresponsible and that congressional Republicans reintroduced that philosophy when they took back control of Congress. So coming back now, we had pay-as-you-go. The debt was going down. The deficit was reduced, Pelosi said. Republicans come in, throw payment as you go out the window. They make us pay for any investments in education that we make. By the way, I love when they say investments. You know what that means, right? Yeah. That just so you know, let me define what investment means. It means taxes. And then she went on to say, they make us pay for any investments in education that we make, i.e., government spending, but they won't pay for tax cuts for the wealthy. Just so you know, the national debt has increased $9.3 trillion under Obama's watch and has nearly doubled over the last year. The last 8 years, I should say, to $19.9 trillion. Now, that's crazy. That's straight up crazy. John Lewis today. I got to play this for you. Because you're going to continue, and this is exactly what I said, that all this talk of the Russians, the fact that James Comey somehow interfered in the outcome of the election, you're seeing this now with this IG investigation into James Comey, and I have no doubt that at the end of this, I don't know if Comey survives this, frankly, but that's another story. But the whole reason for this campaign going on here, this is a public disinformation campaign, and realize something. This is a disinformation campaign because, see, here's the thing. What you have to realize is this. President Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned about the military-industrial complex, warned about the fact that we have, within this country, you can call it a shadow government, you can call it the deep state, whatever you want to call it. There is a group that is part of the intelligence community that is unelected. These are unelected officials that have for decades gone out and made policy, made laws. And you have to understand that this is what's going on because they feel threatened now. The CIA, understand something. The CIA is behind this disinformation campaign. And every American, frankly, should be alarmed because we are entering a very scary time in our history. And I'll tell you why. Because this is exactly what President Eisenhower warned us about as he was leaving office. He talked about the military-industrial complex, which is the CIA, which is the intelligence community, that they would try to sway a policy, these unelected officials that make policy. People don't even realize that this is going on. And this is a larger issue. Because these people are globalists, and they feel threatened because they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Remember, Donald Trump was the only one that talked about the fact that it was a mistake to go into Iraq, that nation building was a mistake, that it didn't work out for our best interests in the United States. That globalism hasn't worked out for the United States, and that we're going to go back to putting America first. Well, for the neocons and for people that are in the intelligence community, they don't like that. They wanted Hillary Clinton to win because Hillary Clinton supports what? This overthrow. This clandestine military operation being waged by the CIA to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad. So understand this. These people wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Do you understand that? The irony is that when people talk about, I'm afraid of Donald Trump, that he's got his button on the nuclear weapons. No, you should have been afraid of Hillary Clinton. But the media, they lied. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. What a big surprise.
Edward Woodson Show.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play a role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Now, you have to understand something here. Everything is falling apart for the globalists, throughout the world. You've got, of course, Brexit happened. Donald Trump now. You've got Marie Le Pen is leading in all polls in France. In fact, she was just at Trump Tower yesterday. You've got a complete breakdown of the globalist agenda, but there is hope because Americans have figured it out and they voted for Donald Trump. In fact, it's happening all over the world. And so I want you to understand something. When you see people like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, all these individuals now doing what they're doing. The reason why they're doing this is because they are threatened. So that's why you're seeing them pull out all the stops. Talking about, she won the popular vote. It was the Russians. It was Comey. John Lewis, longtime congressman. I want you to listen to this interview with Chuck Todd. Okay? Listen.
You have forged relationships with many presidents. Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
Okay,
let me stop there. You see what's going on here? He outwardly says, I don't consider him the legitimate president. That's what this is leading up to. Just as I said, I've been saying this for a week now, haven't I? If you listen to the show, I've said this for a week now. That we don't consider him a legitimate president. Right? Listen.
The Russians participated in helping this man get elected.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It will be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
That's going to send a big message to a lot of people in this country that you don't believe he's a legitimate president.
I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not the open democratic process.
Okay, I'm laughing, but this is very serious here. I mean, this should concern every single American. That because listen, what they're trying to do here, and what he's saying here, by saying that Trump is not a legitimate president. And that there was a conspiracy. Do you understand what's going on here? There was a conspiracy with the Russians. And somehow, see, here's the narrative that they want you to believe. That somehow, because of the Russians and Comey and the fact that she won the popular vote. And the fact that all the polls had her leading up until the last week. The fact that, but of course, you know, all those polls were bogus. You can make up any poll you want. Those polls, by the way, going back to when that was going on, the polls were basically fabricated so that you would stay home. Remember how far ahead Hillary Clinton was right after, you know, remember how this all went down. After the Democrat convention, she was she obviously got a bump. You know, then you had the Billy Bush tape come out. And everybody's like, okay, it's over now. It's over. It's done, you know. And she was like 10 points ahead, and she was, you know, in all these states, she was ahead. And, you know, everybody was like, I remember the media was like, Dad, don't bother voting. You know, don't bother voting because she's going to win. It's everybody. Remember how everybody said that she was going to win? This thing's a done deal. She's going to win. No. No, no, no. Okay? No. So when she didn't win, because they thought this thing was in the bag, they are now, because they didn't win. Remember, again, follow along here, this chain of events here that's been going on. Because the first thing you heard was immediately, well, she won the popular vote. I've said this over and over again. Well, it was Comey. Well, it was the Russians. Now, you know, there are varying degrees of this narrative, and now you have it. You have it where they are openly saying now. You see, there was this underlying messaging going on to psychologically mess with you, so that you would, in fact, believe, well, maybe this guy is illegitimate. Maybe there's something to this. And that's why you've got now. And what's amazing to me is John Lewis saying that it's not fair. Did he not read the John Podesta emails? Did he not read all the DNC emails? Where they went out and systematically sabotaged Bernie Sanders? For the love of God. Really? I mean, it's rich. The irony is rich here. To say that, well, it's not fair. Well, I would suspect that the Bernie Sanders people and all the Bernie Sanders voters didn't feel it was fair. In fact, I remember after the, and during the convention, remember how everybody said that the Republican convention was going to be a big nightmare? And it wasn't. The big nightmare was the Democrat convention. There was the all the Bernie people there. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432 is the number here. The other day, Donald Trump made a comment during this whole fake news deal, and he said something to the effect of, what is this, Nazi Germany? And of course, the media freaked out, and everybody's like, well, you know, I wouldn't characterize it that way, and, you know, he's going too far comparing this to Nazi Germany. Well, it is Nazi Germany. It's exactly what Nazi Germany did. What Nazi Germany did, and it's not just the Nazi Germany. It's not unique to Nazi Germany. It is something common with despots and dictators that they use media to put out a false narrative. They use pop culture to put out a false narrative. They use different people within government to put out a false narrative. It's called propaganda. So by putting out these false stories, for instance, like what CNN did the other day, even though they're trying to defend themselves by saying, well, you know, we didn't post the actual BuzzFeed story. No, but you alluded to it. What's going on is a systematic psychological warfare for your mind, period. End of story. That's what's going on, people, and you need to realize that. Not only does it permeate government, not only does it permeate the media, it also filters down to popular culture, clearly. You know, you've got all these, for instance, celebrities, right, out there, and TV shows. Case in point. Here's the promo for this show, Black-ish. Now, first of all, the fact that they even have a show called Black-ish is amazing. Imagine if you had a show White-ish. I mean, this is like one of the most racist shows by far. But it's okay, because, you know, it's blacks. Black people. Black people can say whatever they want. They're the protected class in this country. Now, I just want to play this little clip for you here. And this goes to my point that they've already planted this seed that Trump's illegitimate. He's illegitimate. Think about it. The Russians were involved in it. There was a conspiracy. And you had John Lewis came right out and said it. Said exactly what I've been saying, that this is a campaign, a psychological campaign to say that Donald Trump is illegitimate. Because look, I guarantee you, ask any of your liberal friends, they're going to repeat this verbatim. They're going to say, I guarantee you, three things. She won the popular vote. The Russians were involved in the election, in the outcome, and Comey's letter changed the whole thing. That's the Holy Trinity. Really. That's the Holy Trinity. But I want to play this for you. Because, you see, you get these messages, this messaging, whether it's news, pop culture, whatever, and it works for some people. People that don't know anything. Listen, and remember, it's very important to be hip and cool. Listen.
That pantsuited white woman could have been the first female president. So can someone explain how 53% of white women voted for the orange grabber?
I've always said the American white woman is as fickle as a Pinot Noir.
Lucy, I mean, as a resident white woman, if there was ever a cue for you to talk, it would be now. Why didn't your sisters turn out for Hillary? Why is she just staring at me?
Please, dear God, just say something. See.
Well, first, white women aren't sisters. We hate each other. Okay. And second, if you must know, I voted for Trump.
Oh, my God! Oh, you
Pinot Noir! Guys, the pitch is today. All right, can we get back to work?
Fine. All right. As long as she knows that a vote for Trump is a vote for racism.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I'm a racist.
Yep.
I'm a racist.
Yep. Don't say it.
I have black friends.
What are you doing?
Really? They're real. I do.
You see, they mock the one person on the show that's white that voted for Trump, and anybody that voted for Trump is a racist. Got it? Anybody that voted for Trump's a racist. Right? I mean, that's what's up. What's amazing is that you have the press, you have pop culture, you got everyone, except, of course, the American people, that are lining up against Trump. And you have to ask yourself, why the faux outrage? Why? I'll tell you why. Because they know their days are numbered. This has been, look, this has been happening for a while. What the political elites and the media elites don't realize, and they didn't realize, because they live in this vacuum. What the political elites didn't realize was that there was this undercurrent going on. I saw it. I saw it because I have a talk show. I saw it because of the people that I talk to. I saw it because even though I understand that world, I travel in and out of that world. I'm able to go in and out of that world. But these people, they don't do that. And you see them. Look, I go to these quote unquote conservative gatherings, right? I go to CPAC. I go to the conventions. I go to all these gatherings, and I know all these media people. And I'm going to tell you right now, they believe this crap. Like they really believe that Donald Trump is illegitimate president. More so than they've ever believed anything. This is what they've latched onto. And this is what they're going to go forward with. It's going to be Donald Trump is illegitimate. Now the Comey thing. I don't know where this Comey thing is going to go, but I find it interesting that the whole Comey deal is going on a week before the inauguration, really. The Inspector General announces that they're going to investigate James Comey. it's laughable. It's laughable. But at the same time, it's also very insidious, and people should be worried because and I've said this, it's a coup d'etat. This is an attempted coup d'etat by members within the intelligence community to delegitimize Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, Mr. Obama is once again insisting that he's leaving office without any scandals. In an interview airing Sunday on 60 Minutes, the outgoing president told Steve Croft that, "I'm proud of the fact that with 2 weeks to go, we're part of the first administration in modern history that hasn't had any major scandal in the White House." Really? Huh. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, I could go on and on. The comment came as Croft said Obama failed to change Washington. Obama insisted he had changed those things that were in direct, in my direct control, and then said his apparent lack of scandal shows that in that sense we change some things. Then, of course, he pivoted to criticizing Republicans for not helping him pass legislation they supported before he became president, although he didn't specify which bills he was referring to. So I just want to play this for you because, you know, it's towards the end of the show, and this is a time when I think that we should have a little levity and humor. Okay, here we go.
You didn't change Washington.
You know, I changed those things that were in my direct control. I mean, look, I'm proud of the fact that with 2 weeks to go, we're probably the first administration in modern history that hasn't had a major scandal in the White House.
What? Okay.
In that sense, we changed some things. I would like to have gotten that one last Supreme Court justice in there. I'd like the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I bet you would have.
Or to take a look.
Couldn't even get a hearing.
But we couldn't even get a hearing. Trying to get the other side of the aisle to work with us on issues, in some cases, that they professed originally an interest in. And saying to them, hold on a second, you guys used to think this was a good idea. Now, just because I'm supporting it, you can't change your mind, but they did. And what that did, I think, made me appreciate. I've said this before, but it's worth repeating because this is on me. Part of the job description is also shaping public opinion. And we were very effective, and I was very effective, in shaping public opinion around my campaigns. But there were big stretches while governing where even though we were doing the right thing, we weren't able to mobilize public opinion firmly enough behind us to weaken the resolve of the Republicans to stop opposing us or to cooperate with us. And there were times during my presidency where I lost the PR battle.
That's the whole point of being a president. I mean, you're the... You have the ultimate bully pulpit. The whole point is that you should be influencing public opinion, but you couldn't because your policies sucked, basically. I mean, if you think about it. I mean, what exactly has he accomplished in 8 years? I mean, Obamacare is in a death spiral. It's going to implode. Oh, yeah, that's right. You killed bin Laden. Yeah, I believe that. Uh-huh. Sure. So, celebrities now have put together yet another video. Do they not get that all this does is reinforce... why we voted for Donald Trump? I don't think so. I don't think they get it. Anyway, here is a... this is a bunch of goofy actors. Among them, Emma Stone, Natalie Portman, Amy Adams, Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey, I was very disappointed. Okay, Chris Pine, Felicity Jones, Taraji Henson. Half of these people I never even heard of. But Matthew McConaughey, you really are disappointing me here because, you know, I know you're a big Redskin fan, but, you know, now I see this is what happens. These people do this and then now I hate them all. You know, I don't understand why you would want to alienate half of your fan base. Same with sports stars. OK, you're an actor. Act. Anyway, listen to this because it's pretty funny. It's actually pathetic. But I want you to listen to it.
What are you going
to
sing today?
I am going to sing I Will Survive
by Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting, guys. It may get too real.
I'm not sure that I will survive, but that's what we're going to do.
First, I was afraid.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights
thinking how you did me wrong.
And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. You have to march from outer space.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face.
I should have changed that stupid lock.
I should have made you leave your key.
If I'd known for just 1 second.
You'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
Because you're not welcome anymore.
Aren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Did you think I'd crumble?
Do you think I'd lay down and die?
Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
I've got all my life to live.
And I've got all my love to give.
And I'll survive.
I will survive.
Hey, hey. I like that part.
I will survive! That's a ringing.
Oh, my God. I had this conversation today with somebody, actually, at the gym. I don't understand why, and I know I said this before, why would you want to alienate half of your fan base? I watch sports and entertainment to... I get enough politics every day, right? I mean, I don't need more from somebody who doesn't know anything about politics. Come on. Please. real quick before we end the show, here's a little video montage of Tucker Carlson verbally smacking down liberals on his new show.
No, I mean, you don't really believe that, do you? What are the venues where you shouldn't scream your political views at people? Would a funeral be out of bounds, church, her son's bris? Like, what are the rules? Billy, you know what? That's a deeply, with respect, disingenuous thing for you to say. And again, is where did you get that right? You said you were elected by whom? I didn't vote for you.
Okay.
So I think
let's
that
go
you're humiliating
to,
yourself by your unwillingness to answer a simple question. But you haven't, you're not telling the entire truth about the costs here. Well, there's something very disingenuous about you continuing to say you want to take this out of the political world, it's not partisan, when your statements have been entirely partisan. Okay, she looks like she smells like vanilla. I mean, who's objectifying women here? And by the way, why don't they love it if it's so great? I don't understand. Two obvious points. You say it's bipartisan. Have Republicans signed onto this?
Before
you continue to patronize the public, let me just make one thing really clear. So the poorest segment of our society is young people. In fact, this generation is the poorest generation of its age in three generations. They're the poorest. And yet we're forcing them to buy into the system to subsidize the health care of the old and the sick, who are also the richest segment of our population. Why is that fair, and why would you expect them to like it? What does it mean to threaten the sovereignty of religion? What does that even mean? I'm trying to get a straight answer from you. Electoral college, or are you against it? Are you for democracy, or are you for an electoral system? So please
but
just simply answer the question.
You
you're
want
filibustering
an answer
with this
if
weirdness.
You won't let
okay.
me answer.
The best show on TV right now, honestly. Until they give me one. All right, I am out of time for the day. By the way, it's Friday the 13th. Be careful for Jason. He could be lurking out there tonight. By the way, today is the only day that Jason gets a balloon, okay? Be careful. Friday the 13th. All right, I'm out of time. Go check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.